Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jerome Moskowitz from WHATE, here in the depths of the ghetto of Yonkers, asking people how they feel about the locks. And here are some of the answers we got.
Yeah. This is Jose Luis from the West Side, man. Leave your car and it's gone, man. Those Morenos is garbage, man. Fuck them cowards, B. Them niggas is basura, bro. Get them niggas out of here.
Yo, this is Skid Mark. Fuck them niggas the locks. What the fuck you doing in my hood anyway, you motherfucking crackhead? Get the fuck out of here. I ain't feeling them niggas anyway. They ain't from the streets. This is my street.
Yeah, how you guys doing? This is Lil Boom Dog, Big Billy from the Burbs. How you guys doing? I just wanted to shout that out on the hip-hop album. Basically, I don't know much about the locks, so we are a streets guy. All I know is my father's a decent tax-paying citizen, and he pays for the sidewalk. And I see people hustling from night to dawn. I cruise by the ghetto occasionally. Yeah, I know. I want to feel what the ghetto people are saying. But I just don't fucking understand it, man.
I hate the fucking locks, man. This is fucking rock. I never liked their first album, and I damn sure know I ain't gonna like the next one. Fuck them all. I see them on my block. It's gunshots. It's over. Fucking over.
Hey, yo, what's up, man? This Knockout Jenkins, nigga. I ain't feeling them kids the locks, man. The nigga talking all that gangster shit and all that, man. Yo, fuck that, man. Yo, I'm looking for them cats, man. Word up, man. The nigga got everything I need, man. Ice, that kid Jadakiss, he got... I'm gonna get that kid. I'm telling you.
Fuck the locks, yo. I wish those niggas would start taking care of their children. For real, I'm saying. What's up with them niggas anyway? It's like, get the shit together. I'm saying, like, get your shit together. Fuck them niggas. They ain't all of that anyway. Take care of your shit, motherfuckers. That's all.
Yeah, this is Pop. If I pop you in the back of your fucking skull, them Moolies ain't never move a brick. They wouldn't move Potter to a baby convention. Styles, pussy. Kiss, pussy. Shake, pussy.
Hi, this is Snowball, straight from Blowin' Niggas. I hate the locks. Fuck that. Ever since they screwed up that Rod Stewart shit, aw, man. Fuck the locks. Man.
Hey, yo, fuck them niggas. Them locks niggas ain't shit. Them locks niggas ain't never been shit. They ain't never gonna be shit. Fuck them niggas. Fuck each and every one of them bitch-ass niggas.
It's 2-7. Fuck the locks. That music is garbage. They never want to pay the cab. They just turn. Fuck the locks.
Ah, shit. You are now tuned in to the one man band, man. Nah, fuck all that. You're tuned in to the TD show. Technical difficulties. Got my man 6-4.
You know it. Oh, yeah.
SD.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Holding it down.
Let's go.
Like niggas never left.
Niggas owe us money and shit, man.
Oh, they definitely owe money. Niggas better breathe easy.
Niggas better pay up or you pay up. Oh, yeah.
What's good, fellas? What's going on, man?
You know, shit. Niggas still grinding. Trying to keep our head above the water and all of that, man. Shout out to these hoes that's not fronting, man. Shout out, man.
Oh, yeah.
Straight up, man. I got to show y'all love off top. Oh, yeah.
You definitely got to show some love.
Yeah, we just threw a 22 of Corona back. Just threw a little 12 of Guinness back, and we're going to see what's rocking. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, know it?
Yeah.
What up with you, playboy?
Ain't shit, man.
All right.
Can't wait till this fucking day is the fucking end, man. There's a lot of stupidity going on. A lot of niggas need to get roasted on.
Always.
It's just ridiculous. But hey, that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
now,
yeah.
I gotta lay something down.
Lay it down, brother.
We normally have the time between 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Let's go.
But now we have the time between 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Somebody ring a bell. Somebody ring a whistle or something, man.
Yeah.
Somebody drop a bomb for that one, man.
Yeah, I definitely would drop a bomb on my mom.
A bomb on the man. Just drop the bomb, God.
Yeah.
One time. Just once, man.
Once. I'm going to have to give you an IOU on the bomb, man. I'm actually dropping a bomb in the bathroom right now.
Okay, he's in the all the
he's
way
dropping
home.
A real bomb.
A real bomb.
Word. Shit bomb.
Shit,
okay.
Yeah,
so
shit
that,
bomb.
That's what it is. Nigga got to shit. Nigga got to eat. It's all right.
Oh, Lord. So I'm going to get straight into it, man. Fucking. So I'm going to talk about anything that pissed y'all off today. Because I know something pissed me the fuck off.
What's that, man? Talk about it, man. Why you mad, man?
Dude, should I really? Yeah. I'm going to lay it down.
Lay it down, God. Don't be scared, man. Let it be laid.
I bet. I mean, fucking, I'm out minding my fucking business cruising.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I don't understand how you can fucking, you can speed drive. Right? Like, I mean, like, you're fucking driving over the speed limit.
Uh-huh.
Over the speed limit. Like, say it's 25, you're doing 45. So I'm flowing with you. Like, I bet. I mean, I see the yellow light up ahead. You about to run that. So I'm going to keep going fast.
Oh, Lord.
As soon as you get to the line, to the yellow, you slam on your brakes. So I got to slam on my fucking brakes. And now I look like an asshole. Like, I don't know how to fucking drive.
Mm-hmm.
I got behind the motherfucker and just grilled at the nigga all day. Just grilled at him. He acting like he looking in the mirror, like he, you know, looking for some, like some CDs and shit. You know what you did.
Word. Looking for ass whooping.
Yeah, hey, he definitely is. Oh, man. Hey, I got serious road rage, man. I want to give a big shout out to Virgo Smith. He's he said on a little comment on about the hum joint. Remember you was talking about bitches giving you a hummer?
That's yeah, cool. Man. That hum game. Shorty got to step your hum game up, and you know what it is. I mean,
yeah,
real,
knows what it's all
real,
about.
real niggas know about that. Like, know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, but that kind of just pissed me over. I had something else, but I have to think about the shit. I'm too concentrated on taking the shit right now.
Okay, you go ahead and push that turtle out, man.
Yeah, what about you, SD? Anything pissed you off today?
Nah, not really. Not really anything in per se. This one thing in particular. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm playing ball like I usually do.
Talk about it, brother.
Giving niggas whatever I give niggas on the court or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? And this young boy. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm a young boy myself. I'm only 22. Like,
yeah, but this young little punk.
But yeah, like, some was like 16, 17 or some shit like that. Like, really thinking, like, he was like Mike Jordan or something. Like, I'm like, what's going on with you, Paul? You talking shit. And he's not even backing it up. And it's like, some bird-ass nigga that was down here trying to play ball. But anyway, I mean, he running his mouth. And it's like, I be trying to refrain from punching niggas in their face. Because, like, you know what I mean? Real street baller niggas know, like, yo, son, you talking all that lip and you're not doing nothing, God.
Come on, son.
You got to put up a shut up, and I'm going to put your jaw where you shut up anyway. But anyway, I'm just like, yo, listen here, family. We going to win these games and we going to keep it pushing. Y'all niggas going to get back on your scooters. And y'all motherfucking skateboards and bikes.
Uh-huh.
And
we already know.
And y'all niggas gonna take your tight pants down the block with your bike.
That's all.
You know what I mean? But
take your tight pants.
It's just the crazy shit that goes on now. And niggas be getting too big for their bitches. But, you know, I guess I was kind of the same way when I was that age. But, you know.
Well, you know what it is, fam. And I can only imagine who you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might be one of the little tykes that be running around. You know what I'm saying? With
little juniors still sucking from their mama's titty and shit.
Yeah, man. Still sucking from the nipple glands and all of that, man.
Yeah.
Pushing off and coasting on their skateboards. But, you know, You know, the young niggas got to be taught too, man, so you got to be slightly tolerant.
Yeah,
of that,
I just gave him the business on the call, made him leave with 2 L's. Maybe he can go smoke that in the cut with his teammate or something.
Straight up. And niggas can hold each other's buns or something, man. That's really niggas' M.O.'s in the days. Niggas can just touch each other where it hurts. Yeah, more or less, God. Like, I'm a grown man, son. I don't even really got time for all of that. I'm crossing you once, and then I'm leaving you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then that's really the bottom line. Like, niggas want to talk shit. Like, I could just really let the fists go on these pussies, but you know.
Just a cut. I don't even be wanting to be on there. Like, you seen what? That day we was out here in that tournament or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is all true story, America. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is out here. We was in the tournament a little while ago. We balling the whole day, mind you. No problem.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's balling. It's nothing. These other niggas want to come to the court. You know what I mean? And thinking they catching rack on somebody and then want to play over. Wow, man. Niggas had these niggas by their throat ready to leave the park type shit. Like, come on, God. Like, don't even do it to yourself, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Niggas play through that shit, whatever, but, you know what I mean? Niggas just had to let niggas know, like, you know what I mean? I'm not one of those niggas you catch rack on, family.
Not at all, God. Nigga was doing way too much, son.
Let's just play ball here and keep it at playing ball.
Word, like, and then y'all niggas could leave or whatever with your L or whatever, and then that'll be that, or however it goes down, you know what I'm saying? But ain't going to be no, like, rough playing, like, niggas trying to bridge a nigga and all that, son.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? That bridge shit ain't popping in street ball, son. That's concrete. Real niggas already know, like, you know what I mean? Niggas ain't hearing that. Real niggas ain't hearing that. Like, some would have been stomped out, like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, niggas be trying to keep the peace with nowadays.
Yeah, son, niggas is lucky my mans was there, son, because I was about to punch that nigga's face into oblivion, son. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was about to really give it to that nigga, dog.
Wait, you try to disrespect you?
Yeah, like, I'm like, hey, niggas, I'm going to let him tell a story, man.
Like, it's like, dog, it's like, it was just funny because it's like we ballin'. Niggas come down the court. There's a little bit too much extra contact going on down the court for a usual half-court set.
Uh-huh.
Shit, like, you know what I mean? So my son felt some type of way, like, yo, dog. Basically, my son was talking to this nigga with his throat in his hand. Like, yo, son, like, know what I mean? Chill, breathe easy before I punch your head off, dog. And niggas is like, yo, chill, ain't even worth it, son. Niggas will leave this nigga in the park.
True story, God.
It ain't nothing, though. Like, know what I mean? It's all love and shit. Like,
you got a bunch of wannabe gangsters rolling around with the big dogs.
Well, you know how it is, man. Like, sometimes you just gotta, you know, tone it down a little something. Everybody's yelling and shit. You just gotta really talk easy.
Man,
like, I said to the nigga, straight cheese. I said, yo, homie, listen, man. Yo, do that shit one more time, God.
That shit is crazy, son. That shit is crazy.
Do it one more time.
Chilling.
And you know what? I'm gonna tell you what. He ain't do it again.
Nah,
you know what I'm saying?
Not
so
at all.
That's really what it was about, Lord. Like, I had my squad with me. Niggas wasn't worried and no shit like that, son. Like, it don't matter. Niggas just buns
niggas
and all that.
Niggas just chilling, son. Like, niggas wasn't even, like, you know what I mean, looking for no shit like that to even happen. Like you know what I mean? That's what niggas be falling back. We'd fall back, laid back, you know what I mean? We ain't
what? Lighting up and all of that. Like, niggas just chilling, son.
Really chilling. Like, I ain't looking for all that extra drama shit. But, you know, if it happens to come my way, I got to handle it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
More or less.
You know,
more or less, God.
That's the only thing that's really on my chest. Other than that, these niggas can breathe easy like the track did.
Immediately, God. Like, yeah. Just really put the torch on them if they need it.
A lot of people need to be put to the torch, man. Because you know the flame has no friend out here, man.
Oh,
never
definitely
did,
not.
Never will. Never will, God. We ain't forget about you, fatty. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we ain't forget about the powder, man. We don't even need to go there, but you know what I mean?
Straight
you already know who you are, slut.
Slut ghost.
For that. Fall back to, like I said before, fall back to the wayside. We got everything under control.
That's all.
Pretty much.
And if we don't, then get with it.
And it's like, come on, dog. Like, when I look at the situation at hand, like how she played her hand, I would have did the same thing, like, oh, word, you holding my seat? I'm not having my seat by you. Here,
straight
take
up.
That. We're taking that thing out of you, bro. No, I don't want to take a life. Like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't want to deny my baby like that, but it's like,
she would not be my BM, God. Like,
nah, but y'all understand. If you going, you can't send. I mean, that's my brother, and I love him. You can't send no bitch no money, especially a grimy fat bitch like that.
A grimy, fat, sloppy, stinking, dilapidated, cheesy, backed up, cheesy, and stinky.
Exactly.
Like that. You know what I mean?
You tell her, look, bitch, you come down here. If you don't want to come down here, fine.
Fuck all
I
that.
I just had a little baby.
I don't even want to talk about that bitch no more, God. Because it's like, yo, listen, man. The real, the raw, and the hood. You dig what I'm saying? This is what you're getting right now. I'm the real right here. JJ is the raw. And you know, my son is
I'm
the
just
hood. That's where he's at right now. That's where niggas is at right now. Niggas is in the hood right now. So, you know, just fall back and open your eyes and you might learn something.
Word.
Otherwise, go get yourself a rookie steak or something. You know what I mean? Pussies, man.
Hey, I went to this club called The Spot in Glassboro, New Jersey last night. You know, I took a drive from New York. Decided to fucking drive to Jersey.
Uh-huh.
Heard some good shit about it. And I asked the bitch, I said, hey, bitch, let me get a Grey Goose and Red Bull.
Uh-huh. Ooh, bitch.
Spot, Red Bull drinks.
Your
this bitch has the nerve to charge a nigga $12.
God damn.
I said, whoa, bitch. You listen here.
You told me you was
$5.
JJ, God?
Huh?
You told me you was JJ, man?
Yeah, I said, yeah, hey, baby. I'm JJ, the X-Man.
The X-Man.
F up out of here. She goes, oh, well, JJ, the X-Man. Grey Goose isn't part of a Red Bull special. I said, well, bitch, you need to change that, you fucking whore.
Whore.
So I said, give me the bitch, give me the drink that's $5.
Straight
so
up.
She got me some sloppy vodka shit. She gave me a hangover. Next thing you know, fucking, I'm drinking saltine crackers and drinking fucking ginger ale at room temperature.
Uh-huh.
Shit worked. Got me some pussy last night, too. Oh.
Let's go. You got some pussy last night?
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about it, nigga.
Oh, man. I take this bitch here.
Oh, you gotta play, hold on. You gotta play some smooth shit. You gotta set the tone right now. Yeah, set the tone, guys.
What kind of tone is that in the background?
I'm just relieving myself. I should have put it on mute, but you know it is what it is.
Man,
and like
man.
I said, it's all real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all real. So you know, I'm flushing the toilet now. Everything's under control. Everybody just you know batting down the hatches.
I mean, it is what it is, though.
More or less.
But, yeah, man, you already know what it is, man. We out here, B. You know what that number is. Stop playing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. 347-215-8388.
Let's go.
Shout-outs, dedications, requests, everything. We're here looking for some shit that, trying to set the mood right.
Yo, man, shout-out to these bitches that ain't fighting, man. I don't know if I remember.
And shout-out to everybody. Brooklyn, Bronx, man. Harlem, Staten Island, everywhere, man. You know where it's at.
Stand up, man.
Everywhere, stand up.
You know where y'all at. You know who you are.
Pretty much.
For all the niggas on the corner right now, man, in front of the 251, man.
Straight up. The 251 niggas. Niggas that's there, like, all the time, guys.
Getting that Skrilla be like.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Cause you know the fiends is out in that part of town, so
yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
You know you gotta take advantage of that.
I strike while the iron's hot, dick.
You know niggas is getting it, niggas is doing it.
Straight up, man. I mean, like niggas said, man, the real, the raw, in the hood. Niggas told you they was in the hood. Niggas is in front of the store right now. Like,
word.
I don't know. Niggas ain't in their lab. Niggas ain't. You know what I'm saying? At the studio.
My niggas is in front of that store or sitting on the project bench or something.
You heard? My son Split is in the hood right now, for real. So let's be real about what's going on, man. 347-215-8388. Let's bring it together. Let's bring it together, man. I'll give you that realness, that real OG approach to the situation. And my son JJ just bring the raw crack to your face.
Crack!
No pipe, man. Crack, man. And we here for 2 hours, just in case you ain't heard, man. So listen, tune in, man. Get with the motherfucking program, man.
Oh, yeah.
Please.
But look, this we're going to get into it. It was sweet how, you know, like, I mean...
I want to hear some D-Block, man. What's really popping out here, man?
Huh?
I want to hear some D-Block, man.
Hold on. We're getting into that D-Block shit, but, I got to get into the story, man. It's just...
Okay, yeah.
And, I mean, if y'all can relate to me, give me a whoop. But, you ever had a bitch? This is what happened. I go home. I mean, I go to her house. And... we're just chilling. And, yeah, I mean, I'm over here thinking, you know, she's going to want me to kiss her, all this shit. I'm like, oh, what the fuck did I get myself into?
She gets it popping, don't
she? She gets it popping.
Let's go.
That's what we like. We love legs over our shoulders.
This is like what she said. She goes, Jay, are you going to keep standing still, or are you going to wait for me to fall asleep, or what? Like, bet. She's like that? She's like, yeah, let's fuck. Number one, that's a grind. That's a good bitch right there. So, as I'm taking my pants off, putting a condom on, I'm fucking the bitch. But before I fuck her, if you relate to me, say whoop. She goes, oh my God. My God, your dick is so big. I'm wanting to jump out the window and run around butt naked around her development 10 times screaming, yeah!
Yeah, the boys are definitely busy out here. I don't know, I heard a little something in the air earlier, but I ain't seen nothing of it. But now I hear the boys behind it, so, you know, it might be what I thought it was, Dick.
Niggas is gun clapping, huh?
That's what it sounds like to me.
So she goes, as I put it in, oh, please. Don't shove it in. Don't. Make a long story short, bitch came 6 times. I came once. And I'm getting tired because my second nut ain't coming away at once, and I'm over here doing my thing. And she's, ooh. Oh, you're so fucking beautiful. I should put some hair on my chest. I wish I would have put some hair on my head.
Don't
that's just not gonna happen.
Plan comes together?
I take after my father. Huh?
Hold on. Don't you love it when the plan comes together?
Oh, y'all loving the plan comes together. Yeah, I'm at the club just chilling, parlaying.
Son.
And this bitch has the nerve to call me up like, yo, I'm trying to see you in my bed. You gonna meet me in my house or what? First, I'm thinking, okay, bitch, you trying to set me up? I don't get paid the Thursday. I'm good.
I gotta say this real quick, man. Shout out to B Block, man. I just got the word, damn. Niggas got raided or whatever.
Oh, you just got the word?
Yeah, I just got the word. This guy's sitting down with me right now.
Oh, so that's what that shot was?
Yeah, no, I mean, niggas just got raided or whatever, but you know. I mean, shout out to B Block. Niggas get it in over there. Know what I mean?
B Block, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Fuck the newspaper.
You know where we at, man.
Fuck the newspaper. That's that hood mentality. You know about shit that's going on in a matter of seconds.
Oh, God, man, yo, mad niggas done got bagged out here, son. Mad niggas got bagged out here, son. Son, them niggas, son, that fucking Operation Hungry Man shit was no joke, son. Niggas not, like, 40 of them niggas, son, like, just swept the hood, like,
boy, today?
Nah, that shit, that prior shit.
Mm.
That prior shit, and then fucking my man just told me, you know what I mean, B-Block got raided the other day and shit.
That's
like,
in the
wow.
Know, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, God.
I'm like, wow. I knew it was
going to
come because there was a lot of heat over there.
I mean, right there on Brighton?
So right there on Jersey and B Block.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I mean? You know how niggas,
Zigga.
Yeah, you know how niggas get it in over there.
It's like these fucking punk-ass cops ain't got shit else better to do.
Bullshit-ass niggas cops. When we popping, it's funny because it's like when we popping on each other, son, them niggas ain't saying nothing, God. They keep it moving, God, when we pop on each other. But if we fucking do some other shit or some shit like that, these niggas want to, you know what I mean? Niggas want to press their hand, and niggas ain't hearing that nowadays. Nowadays, niggas are shooting at cops, God.
Uh-huh.
Niggas ain't playing with them niggas no more, God.
Hey, look, man. Hey, look, baby. This is America. I should have the right to smoke crack till I die. Why can't I sell drugs, huh? I mean, I don't condone that, but...
Smoking.
Why not?
Pussies out here, man. Niggas pussy, man. Fucking niggas, man. Shout out to Satan.
Smoke these rookies out here, man. You don't see how many motherfucking new recruits there is, man. You ain't seen the niggas on the boat with the gray shirts, man.
Yeah, they trying to bring the death penalty back for my son now and shit. Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these niggas are bitches. Some of that shit that happened to Steve. Them niggas fucking trying to hit my son with a chair, God.
Mm.
That shit is not a good look, son.
Who, Twizzle?
Nah, the nigga that hit them cops up over there in the town.
Oh, Lord.
Nigga's trying to get that nigga the chair, son. Shout out to that man. I ain't going to say your name, player. We're going to keep this all the way up.
Mm-hmm. Hold your hat,
nigga. You know, I mean, I already know how you get that nigga, so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, keep like it authentic.
Like nigga said, it's all her, son, so there's no need to perpetrate.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I'm gonna play a song for that man, that young man right there, man.
Yeah, man.
I think we all know this song. The song's a shit. If you don't know it, now you know. If you don't like it, fuck you. Turn it down, pussy.
Fuck you anyway.
Yeah, fuck you anyway. But my man, 6'4", he pretty much put me down onto Ghostface.
Mhm.
And
the God
SD holding shit down.
Mm-hmm.
Being the fact that cops is pussies.
Cops.
I'm going to have to put on that heist.
Heist, nigga.
Keep it locked. We'll be back on the Hater Station, the TD show.
Pull out your Dutches and light up something to this, man.
Stay tuned, folks.
Straight up, nigga. I'm a money nigga, man. You know what time it is with me, yo.
That's right.
Take the track, cut the heads off, spread it down the middle, man. Take the bones out, man, for real. Yeah, all apple pie, yeah.
Yeah.
It was the best height since ice. Precise rituals skated out of Jacobs with the Fruit Loop jewels, holding the navy blue Uzi. Crush moving waves off the Atlas. Cooling, that's how we make movies. Basketball gum brawlers, bounce, black down, pillow head banks, Malibu, colorful shanks, that's the way we live. Said Allen kid, old dog in it, the thug vaccine with no pork in it, vivid imagination, paper chasing, duffel bags rolling, we holing, drink chocolate milk before we roll in. It's like that, y'all, we gangsters, sticking on you Bay Ridge bankers. I'm out to get a rep, terrific shit, be the Diamond District. Tiffany's pretty Valentine breakers on the second floor balcony. Gems is magnificent, diamonds is trying, what's the ride, take me. Never mind. Hey, yo, caught him at the ice pavilion. Dressy, salad bar style, messing. Four white niggas, cover the best piece. Think like a mall flick. Guess who like Patsy in the mass piece? Bust, got aggravated, slap the glass pieces. One nigga beaming, faggot ass, lay on the floor. Yeah, fuck him, tied his broken arms to his hush puppies. Wrapped around trauma, everything realer than fuck. So wanna let my nigga knees live karma. Three young Italians, suited down, personal style. I'm in velour white, designing on the dallions. Felt like some crackers was in back of me. Spit on the clerk, pass the Harry Winston set, goes back of me. Bust a shot motive, 4 mil in paperwork law. We get together once more before we blow this. Murdered nobody, left them all base, 4 down, brother. 3 wicked ass picks, Gucci colors.
Got dead on the floor, nigga, pass the keys in the door. Pass me all the cash in the drawer, or I promise you'll be paying the price. Feeling like a nigga dying twice, execute the world's greatest diamond heist. Y'all niggas know we got to get this
money.
Come on,
money.
Come on.
Somewhere in Africa, the feds is after us. Vest on my back, dipping the Acarus. Feel like a Mac bussin'. A brother questin' on percussion. I bust in your gate, nigga, it's nothing. A hailstorm, ice raining. Mind containing, info. Nigga, what you in for? Complaining. 6 bars deep in this language. Did I tell you how my day spent? Speaking through the face of Ronald Reagan. Iceberg history, calligraphy. Kaleidoscope colors, hollow head shells and fleeing gunmen. Hate to see me coming like gray stars, your day of judgment. Makes you wonder where the love went.
Hit a nigga, feed him to some buzzers. We put up numbers, plus someone to push his mugging. We ducking the safe, check what I'm hugging. Rocks the size of some shit out in the Congo. My arms full, let's get the fuck out. Bust.
Hey, yo,
I got
doing
you.
Great study on fossils and stones like archaeologists, gemologists. Collect the most precious ices, anonymous. Canary stones, yellow like a pumpkin. Dunkin' Donut, precious size stones. Make me wanna cut the safe open. Way past the blowtorch, ghost brought the dynamite stick. Marciano brought a chisel with a knife pick. Princess cuts, invisible setting. Planning the world's greatest diamond heist. Bringing the tomb, my oldest shredding. Icicle cones hang from the ceiling just like stalagmites. Time to throw on a scully and tie the rag tight. Throw it like an offering in the basket. Grab the necklace from off the satin pillow out the glass casket. Ice lay across the crust, burgundy velvet up in the diamond slide tray. Gun in your face, slide it right away. Round table with Habib, Baryshnikov, and the rest of them Jewish niggas. Got the niggas drunk and talking foolishly. You know the way we state manipulated this shit. We swindle them niggas for all they precious things before we skated and shit. Yeah, y'all niggas know we skated early. Disguise ourselves as acidic Jews and even left our sideburns curly. Bounce to Mexico and spend some pesos and bury the diamonds on an island you never heard like Turks and Caicos. Every time we hit, we in and out quick. Don't be surprised if we behind supplying niggas all the platinum and shit. Yeah. The world's greatest jewel heist. Verily. Job well done, fellas. Very good piece of work.
I want to give a shout out to all the snitches out there.
No shout out to the snitches, man. The snitches get snitches, man.
I was about to play some gunshots, but it's going to fuck my instrumental up, so, you know.
Listen, man, lick them gunshots.
Let me hear that intro. Yeah.
Let's go, man.
Oh, let's go.
Chill. I ain't even gonna do it out here.
You ain't gonna do it?
I ain't even gonna do it. I just wanna hear the beat, though.
You wanna hear the beat?
Yeah, I wanna hear the beat, though.
Let that burn in the back like toxic.
Go ahead, fish. My mama can cook.
I know.
She sure can.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Definitely could cook.
She sure can, but she could fuck better.
Oh, yeah?
Hey.
I hear that. I never hear that. I was going to hear me and your mother knocking boots last night in your bedroom.
Oh, yeah. It was in my bedroom, huh?
Yeah. I was right next to the washing machine on the floor.
Oh, damn.
It worked.
On the floor, huh? You boning my mom's on the floor these days?
Fucking right. That's all she's worth.
Cheap bastard. Why don't you get a hotel room?
Nah, why pay all that shit? Your mom's not that sexy to me, you know?
Yeah, I hear you.
She don't got a sex appeal.
That's the same way I feel about them over. That's why I sent her to the store for Duchess.
Oh. Oh, yeah?
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I sent her a new brand for Duchess.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I made her walk, too.
I hear that. What the fuck up? You gonna make my mom walk for?
Get that great duck.
Fucked up. What are you gonna make my mom walk?
Well, you know what she's for, and I got no respect for her.
Well, okay, no doubt. I hear that. I definitely hear that shit. Yeah, I'm gonna put y'all on some shit. Out of all the little countries out there that are close to the United States, which one is the gangsterest between Cuba, Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic?
North Korea.
Huh?
North Korea.
I didn't say that.
Because they shitting on niggas right now. They got niggas by their throat.
I'm talking about the three I just named.
I don't know.
North Korea, like I said, man. They got niggas by their throat.
Straight up. I'm running with that one.
North Korea, guys.
All right, well, out of the ones I said, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico? Huh? I don't know.
Hell, man.
Cuba's kind of off the chain, though, son.
Yeah, but I was just told today that Puerto Rico... forest area, you're only supposed to stay in that area. You walk out, you might not be able to come back.
Yeah, that's how
it goes.
They got
brothers with fucking snipers. Niggas out there don't give a fuck.
That's how it goes in, like, Jamaica and shit like that. You gotta stay in the tourist.
Like Kingston and shit, yeah. You go to Kingston, it's a wrap.
There's some niggas younger than us fucking young, snapping niggas next door and shit.
Wow.
That shit, wow.
They told me, actually, they said that Puerto Rico becomes a part of the United States, to rap. They said they got so much ammunition over there. Not only they be able to fuck with the army, but still. Oh, man.
The hood roast.
Pretty much.
Hood roast. Hoodroast.org. You already know.
Oh, man.
Holy
so. God. Pretty fucking good, fellas.
As usual.
Oh, man, this is sweet. We got 2 hours and shit. 2 hours to talk about bullshit.
Talk about these hoes, you know?
It's always sweet. How about them Giants?
The niggas looking decent for the moment.
Huh?
They're looking decent for the moment. I give them their respect.
Yeah?
I'm just hoping it's not a fluke, you dig? But they schedule is going to be tough for the next couple of weeks, so we're going to see where they really at. I mean, I'm still a McNabb head. I ain't on front. Hey, boys, listen. One of my females just rolled up, man. I gotta shoot her a 5 real quick. So, I'll be back in 2 shakes of a lamb tail. Listeners, I'm right here. Don't forget about me. Anyway, you know, we deal with situations as they come. Like I said, it's the hood, so there's no room for error, really. Nah, there's never room for error, Doc. Can't do nothing wrong, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's all hood, so there's really no way to go wrong. So, you know, we right here like we never left. Don't get it twisted, folks.
Don't get it twisted, folks.
Got the wave spinning finally after months and months.
Emotions.
Yeah, they're definitely making niggas sick these days. Okay. I had to cut them down. Never cut against the waves. Always cut with the wave.
Always go with the grain. Never against the grain.
Never against the grain. For those who are listeners.
I'm Dick.
JJ's still in the building.
I don't know what that man's doing, but you know. He do what he do. I just want to do what he do. Fucking Wing in the hood out here, man.
Wing in the hood.
Ow, man, son of a... I don't know, man. That shit is really whack. Females out. We need some females out here. Y'all lack. I know y'all out there, man.
They're definitely out there.
Stop playing, man. Hit that number. Y'all jonesing right now.
347-215-8388. Hit it out, man. Slowly. And not slowly.
Word.
So, you know, how we keeping it over here, man?
How we keeping it? We can keep it however you want to keep it, dog. We can keep it political. We can keep it hood. We can keep it casual. Like, you know what I mean?
How about the hood politics? How about hood political?
The hood political?
Yeah, sprinkle with some love.
How about these pussy-ass cops? So that's what you mean? Or just the hood in general?
I mean, it could be about the pussy cops, you know what I mean? Like, that's what's real and what's going on right now, so.
Yeah, these niggas, like, yo, that shit is crazy. Like, you see how they starting to, like, these niggas is trying to box niggas in now, like, because it's like, some of these streets out here used to be two ways, like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now them niggas is switching it up out here, making this street one way, putting a speed bump over here, putting a stop sign there. Like, that shit is disgusting, dog.
Well, you know what that's about.
Niggas is trying to really box niggas in, dog.
Mm-hmm. That's about control.
Oh.
It's about control.
Fucking niggas be hawking, dog. I be seeing them niggas. Them niggas still be sitting up there by 251, dog. How about it? Like, that shit is disgusting, dog. Like,
That nigga is fucking rat, man. Get the fuck out of here. Niggas did some other shit. Those niggas rolled up on me one time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to walk to the park and shit. Niggas roll up on me. I'm at the gas station or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, boom, talking to me and shit, putting me in cuffs. Them niggas ain't even really saying nothing to really catch my eye. I'm like, what y'all niggas doing, man? That niggas doing too much trying to put these cuffs on me, guys. You was one of these dudes over here at the Malcolm Holmes ripping down the gate. I'm like, yo, son, I'm a grown-ass fucking man. Like, that's not like something some of these little 13, 12-year-old niggas would do. You
straight
know
up.
What I'm saying? So these niggas fuck around and got me in the back of the car, whatever. Duke is looking at me like, yeah, that's him right there. I'm just looking at this nigga like,
wow, snitching niggas.
Like, I'm just looking at this nigga like, yo, what the fuck is this nigga talking about? I just came out my lab. I seen one of my BK sons or whatever, hollered at him real quick, and I started making my way down to the park and shit. These niggas so much, yeah, I was ripping the gate with these little niggas. I'm like, son, that niggas got it twisted, God. I'm just looking at this nigga like, yo, son, fucking, I want to beat this nigga's fucking face in right now. That tight, like, God, you got me in these cuffs in the back of the whip. Like, come on, son. Like, you doing too much right now. You know what I mean? Luckily, the hood looked out. Lady was like, that ain't him, God. And just niggas took me out the cuffs or whatever, son. Duke was looking mad nervous. Like, yo, make him walk the other way, God, because I was ready to fucking roast this bitch. I was like,
yo, ain't that always the way, man?
Like, yeah, I should have discussed how Duke immediately was like, yeah, that's him. I'm like, yo, take my hood off, son. Look me in my eyes like a man and say I did that shit, son. And I just seen it in the nigga eyes. The nigga was mad scared, but he go, yeah, he did it, he did it. I'm like, this nigga's a bitch.
Well, you know, that's what you call a bitch nigga.
Well, this nigga's a bitch, son. I'm like, wow, I'm like, that's how you playing it, no doubt, Paul.
Call him a slut boy.
And now they
never
trying to
see that nigga again.
Now they trying to move in all these white niggas. They done knocked down our little Malcolm Gardens or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Now they trying to put these little high rises in the hood. Like, what the
mm-hmm.
fuck? Like, what's really going on now here, man? That shit is not a good look, son. Malcolm Holmes was where it was at, son, when I was a young and God. Drive past that shit. That shit is knocked down. That shit is disgusting, B.
It is disgusting, man. Gentrification, brother.
What?
Fuck gentrification. Like my boy Bugging Out said, from Do the Right Thing.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck does that mean, gentrification?
Gentrification is a trickle in effect of people of different races from, you know, to a certain area. Like Brooklyn was gentrified, downtown Brooklyn. You got a lot of yuppies and bumpies down there now. There's certain parts of Staten Island, certain parts of Manhattan was gentrified.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the moving in of different types of people, man. And, you know, it's something that kind of can't be stopped because when it's about the almighty dollar, which you know what it's about here in the good old U.S. of A., then anything goes.
Mm-hmm. They about to clean Staten Island, dog. They're trying to knock it down. All our little projects out here. So they about to clean this shit up. Son, I'm lying, God. Am I lying, God? They started with the Malcolm Holmes. Next, they're going to try to knock down West Brighton. They've been talking about knocking down New Brighton. Like, now, I mean, you see how Stapleton might be the nastiest piece out here right now because it's like you're on camera every moment of the day, son. When you're in the sun, when you get on the elevator, waiting for the elevator, they can see you. When you get off the elevator, son, whatever floor you on, them niggas can see you. You walking on the fucking, on the balcony, niggas can see you. Like, that shit is disgusting, bro. I never seen no design like that. Like, know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, Brooklyn, I mean, Queens and all that other shit. That shit is, I mean, them boroughs is worse than Staten Island. We got some shit like that, dog. Come on, dude. That shit is disgusting, man. I don't even want to be in that hood no more.
And what you fellas think about Sheik Looch?
Sheik Looch, nigga. That's that nigga, man. I'm riding with Looch, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm riding with Looch all day, all night. What it is. Paul.
Heard it.
All right, well, look, I'm going to play this new joint by Sheik Looch.
Sheik
Looch. D-Block.
D-Block.
D-Block, nigga.
Like nigga said, D-Block all day and all night before, then, and after, man.
Huh? Uh-huh. Stay tuned.
Cause I don't play clown. Fuck, take that with you on the way down. Fuck.
What it be like, put it in the air.
What else?
The big homie Mac Dimes think fair.
Yeah.
It's better than love, therefore I'm a thug.
That all.
Brooklyn niggas ride on impulse.
Yeah.
Soundview niggas be my kinfolk. I put the green light on you. PT hop out, choppers ignite on you.
Yeah.
My slap game proper, feel like Ike on you. Let my dogs loose, them niggas will bite on you. Burn your ass, nigga, lay down. If you mention cash,
cause I don't play clown.
Shake down the movement, it's moving. Los left the door open, we move in. Now the all studded up like Ruben. Barbless swag, I do the shooting.
Take that with you on the way down. Up and away, cause I don't play clown.
Let him talk, shorty don't mean no harm. He just trying to get some ass and show that cheap ass watch in his arm. One more word, I'ma move real, real calm. And let something off loud enough to wake up his mom. And I don't shoot sideways like the kids these days. They just going through that Tupac phase. I'm past that. Every gun I got, my wrist will snap back. Take two hands, trust me, just the clap. Buck, take that with you on the way down. Little pieces of head scattered all over the playground. One for the handguns, two for the AK down. Three for the hood chick to set you up to lay down. I'm always on the bar, outside on the crate, with cracks on me, thing all in the car. If you make it that far, we putting you down. Chic and Red Cafe, nigga.
Cause I don't play clown. Cause I don't play clown. Take that with you on the way down. Take that with you on the way down. Up and away, cause
yeah,
I don't play clown.
Nigga, KGR, Red Cafe, kid. We like the wild cowboys and tombstone with a red sash waist. Black handkerchief, half grill. Black finger with some fast wheels. Only take a second to grab still. We from the blocks where it's man real. NYC, but niggas be on some bullshit like a Sandfield. Running with Chic loose, Yonkers let a beast loose. You know how G do, G keep the streets do. Fly fam clicking the back, bringing the heat through. Throw a loaded clip in they back, making them see through. Niggas took Tech 9, so I roll with at least two. All I do is cop back, both hammers release through. My East New York crew, them guys is bananas. They bang out all day on the project cameras. Shotgun race tins arrived from the Bammers. Take them back one time for the sound of the blammers. Like,
take that with you on the way down. Up and away, cause I don't play clown. Take that with you on the way down. Up and away, cause I don't play clown.
Yes, that was the brand new Chic. What'd you think about that, SD?
Man, you already know what I think about that, man. I told you it was D-Block now, D-Block then, D-Block always, man.
That nigga 6'4", hung up.
I mean, he did what he did, but, you know, we still in the building. And also, I'm glad that just entered at the right time because I just got something sent up. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of bugging the people or whatever, like some shit that actually happened out here, you dick.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Yeah, some shit that kind of bothers me. Like, now, I mean, remember how he was talking about that Lil Wayne, that homo shit, but not, you know what I mean, it has nothing to do with Lil Wayne or whatever, but, like, just in general, like, some nigga that used to drive a bus out, I ain't going to say his name or whatever, he used to drive the S-44 or whatever. You know what I mean? He's driving, I mean, so he's picking up a lot of high school students or whatever, this, that, and the third. You know what I mean? Seeing them every Monday through Friday or whatever, whatever. So, this nigga, you know what I mean? He's driving, and he gets to know one of the little kids, God. Son is like 16, 15 or some shit like that. So, Duke thought it was all good. Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah, he's down with me. He's going to ride with me. So the bus driver was like, yo, fucking, know what I mean, come to the lab or whatever, know what I mean, and fucking got video games, all this shit, know what I mean, we niggas like, know what I mean, to fucking do or whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
So, nigga, go over there, I don't even know what was on son's noodle, like, know what I'm saying, but he was doing what he doing or whatever. Niggas is like, yo, boom, I don't know how this nigga got this nigga to take a shower in this nigga's lap, like, know what I'm saying.
So the nigga's taking a shower and the nigga laughed. The nigga just ripped down the motherfucking shower curtain like, fucking stripped the towel off the nigga and shit on some mad homo shit like, wow. I'm like, what's really going on now? I think that shit was on the front page, matter of fact, out here, God.
Wow.
Son, that shit is wild, God. I'm thinking, like, S44, that's my hood, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dog. You can't be fucking out here touching these boys, God. What are you doing, son? Sorry, touching little boys.
That's the homophobity.
That shit ain't right, son. That niggas better freeze that shit, man. That's why I'm talking that gay shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That niggas is letting it be known, like, come on, son, don't do that, dog. Like, come on, fall back with that homo shit.
Yeah, that homo shit is definitely not to be fucked with, like.
Grown-ass men,
grown-ass
men, dog. Nigga was 16, dog, 16, dog.
Shit like that disgusts me, man.
Yeah. That nigga told him off.
Yeah. Fuck it, I want to give a big shout-out to Nana, man. Shorty,
shout out,
you know.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, Nana from out in Brooklyn, East New York. I mean, she helped me get a hold of a lot of tracks and shit and ideas for the show and all.
Okay,
I mean,
okay.
Yeah, you know, I try to get her up on the show and all. She's like, nah, I ain't really, you know, flown like that. But, I mean, I'm still look you out, you know what I mean, because you my nigga and shit.
That's what it is, man.
Yeah, I definitely want to give a big shout out to her, you know. She's doing what she's doing.
Good luck.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, I mean, she didn't want me to put on blast or nothing.
Come on, man. It's not even like that easy, sweetheart. It's not
exactly.
Even, it's all love out here.
I mean, little does she know, though, is that I just unmuted her phone, so she's actually on the air.
Okay.
And if she's woman enough, she'll come out and be like, yo, what the fuck is really good?
Mm-hmm.
Nana?
Come on now.
Nana?
What up?
There she goes.
Yeah.
What's good, Nana?
Not much. What's good?
No, I'm just chilling. You're on the line with, you know, JJ, as you know, and SD.
Yo.
6-4 actually hung up. And La Cubanita, I guess, is late.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is, though.
Yeah. So what's up, Nana? What's going on?
Not much. Listening to you guys. What's going on with us?
I'm chilling, yo, you know.
What part of Brooklyn?
Trying to stay above water. You know how that go.
Mm-hmm.
What
yeah.
part of Brooklyn are you going from?
You said it already, East New York.
Yeah, but we're right in East New York.
By the Junction.
Okay, I know where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
All right, no doubt. So, anything going on in your hood? Any news, any upcoming news or whatever you'd like to share?
Anything.
Any hate? Anybody you want to roast? Anybody you don't like? Anybody you want to shit on?
Anything.
Not right now? Well,
Go ahead.
I'm not sure.
Oh, Lord. The flame has no friend. We told you that.
Say that again?
The flame has no friend.
No.
Mm-mm. So what's up with you guys? What's your show about today?
Whatever comes to the head.
Mm.
We're starting Monday through Friday. That's when we're going to have our topics, you know, like we discussed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
But, like I said, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, this is like a little test run to see how things are going to work out, to make sure that the music is set. We just found out that, you know, you can do 2 hours. Now, I originally was going to do 2 hours, but I figured, fuck it, you know what I mean? I'll just do an hour and a half today. I mean, fuck it, why not? SD's phone might die and, you know.
I mean, We don't know what the outcome is going to be. So
what is it, SD?
Yeah, SD.
SD stands for Suicidal Dominican.
Come on, chill with that. Not at all.
Oh, SD is Dominican? Oh.
Nah, that's not.
You know what I'm saying? You got to chill with that. I'm not Dominican.
It stands for Special Delivery.
All right.
Damn, man, I was trying to get this track up on here. The new Beans with Kanye.
Did you hear the new one with Young Jeezy?
No.
And I think it's a whole bunch of people. It's Young Jeezy, I think it's T.I., and I think it's like a DJ Khaled one, though. But it's good.
I didn't hear that joint.
Well, guess you should get up on that one.
I guess that gets a lot of radio play. I don't play the radio.
It was on the radio or was it on like some like BET or something?
No, it was on the radio this morning.
Yeah, I don't play the radio.
It was a new joint this morning. Actually, no, it's been on a countdown, I guess. Actually, I'm lying. So it's been out for a while, I guess. Better search that one.
Yeah, I definitely have to get that one. Yeah, is there like a new Busta Rhymes one out?
Yeah, I saw the video to that one. Yep.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. 6-4 is back.
Uh-huh. Like you never left, baby. Who's that, though?
That's Nana.
Blanquita?
Yeah, that's Nana calling from Brooklyn.
What up, Nana?
What up?
Hey, nothing.
Yeah, she was just telling us about some new shit with the fucking, I got new artists, well, not new artists, but just new shit from artists and shit.
I'm out.
Oh, man. Yeah, but tomorrow is definitely going to be a done deal. I mean.
Yo, man, we was just talking about God. Remember when we was in the park shooting around with that, the nigga with the fucking, Impala shit, and he was telling us about Duke that was driving the 44? Yo.
Hold on, that nigga's muted somehow.
He's a clown. I know he heard me, though.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so we was talking about that, son. That's disgusting, God. That's not a good look, God.
No, not at all.
He drove the 44.
Mm-hmm.
They talking about the fag wing nigga?
Yeah, that shit is disgusting, touching little men and touching little boys and all that. Come on,
mm-hmm.
It's
filthy.
That shit is disgusting.
But hold on. What part of BK is Nina not from?
Hold on.
Get up. Nah.
East New York.
Okay, I know where the East is. I know where the East is. That's what's up. I used to live out there. Over there on, what was that?
That was Van Sicklin.
It sure was Van Sicklin.
Who's this, SD?
Nah, this is 6-4, man.
Hi.
Mm-hmm. But you know, everything is everything, man. I'm still glad to be here, though. I'm sorry I had to step out for a minute and deal with something, but you know how things are.
Exactly. I mean,
you know,
real talk, you know.
I did that. Now I'm back like I never left. Hey, listen, can we talk about something real quick?
Go ahead.
Something that's it's not really bothering me, but it's something that's on my mind, and I just wanted to, you know, get it off my chest.
What you got to get off your chest, though?
Oh, man. I don't know, dude. Like, I'm a simple man, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes if something comes along that kind of catches your eye, and this female came along that kind of catched my eye, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want to be caught out there, you know what I'm saying? Like how sensitive should a guy be or how giving should a guy be, you know what I mean? Obviously, if he's being taken advantage of or it's not being reciprocated, then you should fall back on giving of yourself. But how far should you go, like, when you really like somebody? You know what I'm saying?
I think that question is actually directed to Nana. Would you care to answer that?
How far you should go with somebody?
I mean, I'm
saying... As in giving gifts and caring?
I'm saying, like, as far as giving of yourself, like, how far should one go? You know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't really know this girl, you know what I mean? But I sense something special, like, and I don't know how to explain it. But
sometimes you just gotta take chances, but you just gotta keep in mind that, you know, you should let yourself go, but to a certain extent. Don't let yourself go all the way, because you're gonna get hurt maybe, and maybe not. But you should just, you know, hold on until you know how she feels about you.
Mm-hmm.
You're all to everything. And then also, if females know that they have you, just like if a dude knows that, you know, they got a chick, you're not going to pay a mind to her. They're going to be like, I got her, whatever. I could call her later, or I could chill with her later on, because she's always going to be around. So
what you're saying is that he should give in, but also put his guard up.
Yes.
All right. Because just in case, I mean, you might be really feeling her, and if you put your guard down and be like, fuck it, I'm going to put my guard down, she's going to play the shit out of you, dog.
Yeah,
she could or she could not.
Huh?
I said she could or she could not. It depends on the person. You never know.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, give it up and they end up, it ends up being okay, but some people don't. They let it all go out and they get ass out.
I'm not really trying to be that dude that ends up with his hiney part sticking out, you know what I'm saying? So, I think I might just fall back and wait to see what she gives me, you know what I'm saying? Like basketball, I'm just going to take what she gives.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I might just play the wild role and just fall back and see what comes out of that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Word.
Oh my Jesus.
But what's really good out there though? Like, I don't know.
What I say is that, you know, the only best way to get a girl is around Christmas time. That way she can buy you something, break up with her after the new year.
You can't do that. You can't.
Yeah.
What if she did that to you?
Oh, man, that would suck, but hey, that's why instead of it being done to me, I got to do it to you.
Hey, man, shout out to the Porter Rocks, man.
Oh, well, yeah.
Shout out to the Porter Rocks. Shout out
to
the Morenos, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my Libyan people.
The Morenos.
Shout out to all my Moroccan folks out there. The Moroccans is out there rocking it, you know what I mean? So we here. I just want to let y'all know that, you know, being out there and all of that.
Shout out to the fucking Cubanas, Dominicanas, Venezuelanas, fucking Italianas, all the Anas out there, you know?
Shout out to all of the slurs that know who they are and don't front, man.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much. Hey, well, being the fact that I'm Nana. Are you Spanish?
Nana.
Yeah.
What Spanish? Like, which what?
What you think I am?
Dominican.
Yeah, Dominican?
Nope, negative.
Cuban?
Nope.
Colombian?
Ecuadorian.
No.
Venezuelan?
Puerto Rican.
No. Huh?
Mexican?
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican, thank you.
Puerto.
I said that one.
Puerto Rico.
Puerto. Yeah, you gotta say it right, ma. Stay with me. Puerto Rico.
Go on, Anna.
Say that again? It's
stay
Puerto
with him.
Rican.
Puerto. Say it the correct way.
Puerto. That is the correct. What are you talking about? Puerto Rico is the actual country.
Puerto. Okay, so it's Puerto.
Oh, Lord.
Puerto.
Yeah, Puerto.
It sounds like you're saying pig. Puerto.
That is...
Hey.
Puerto.
Hey, 6'4". 6'4", hit off with the curves.
Yo.
Santa.
Fuck you, Governor.
Where's 6'4" at?
I mean, I don't know where that is. That nigga's doing extra, but, you know.
Hey, 6'4". Ah, we lost that nigga. Hey, callers out there, if you ever decide to call us up, 347-215-8388, make sure you don't have some bullshit-ass Boost Mobile phone, a fucking Loan Mobile, Virgin Mobile, fucking T-Mobile. Fucking call up with some nice shit. Like, if you got Sprint, and it's like, a, you know, not a free Sprint phone, hit us up. Oh, that nigga's back.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry.
What's going on, partner? too many difficulties over here, man. Too many technical difficulties. But I think I got it under control. I'm got to step out to step to the Spanish store, give me some grub. You know what I'm saying? So we be right back like we never left, basically.
Oh, I'm hoping. I'm hoping.
Hey, hitting that off with that that Danta Cordobes.
Oh, man, listen, that might be too much right now. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to overload the situation.
Overload what situation?
I think she might be able to handle it. I'm
going to hit you with it anyway, though. All right, Danta Cordobes, Dios en freno. Yeah, she knows. She knows what I'm
doing. We got a winner!
Huh? What did I just say?
You said Danta Cordobes and what?
Yo sin freno.
Tanta curvas and what?
Yo
sin
freno.
Oh. Tanta curvas. A lot of curves and you don't have brakes, something like that.
I don't have no brakes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You don't stop.
Nah, I don't stop for curves.
Where you got that one from?
Don't worry about all of that. I got it though.
Oh, you see?
Just know I got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just stepped into the V, and
you
know,
saw that to a female when she walked past you?
Nah, I don't. But I keep it in my holster. You know what I'm saying? Just in case I gotta let them know. I say that. That way they easy with the Spanish shit talking about me that they be doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I know what they be saying. Like, trepa palo and all of that. Like, come on, that's not me, man. Come on. Don't even play me like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, not at all. Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah, just for that comrade, I got to celebrate, man. Yeah, I got to celebrate.
Let's go.
I just had to get that off my chest. Oh, shit.
Have you heard of Rubios?
What happened?
Have you heard of Rubios?
That's
6'4 you're talking to.
Oh, my bad. 6'4, have you heard of Rubios?
Rubios?
Yeah.
No, what's that?
Oh, you don't know about that one. I don't know if I should tell you. That's a secret.
I mean, we kind of need to know everything.
That's a secret that us Spanish people have on you.
But you brought it up, though, so now you got to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
You don't know what it means? Yes.
You about to tell me what it means.
I don't know.
What you mean you don't know?
I don't know if I should tell.
What you mean you don't know if you should tell?
I don't know if I should tell you.
Come on.
Rubios means like also is like trapa palo también.
Ooh.
So you hear somebody be like, oh, mira ese rubio, they're talking about someone black.
Oh, man.
That's a new one.
It's fucked up. I was walking down the alley the other day.
Free climber.
And this fat bitch, I said the same shit my brother said. I was like, for something about a gordita. She looked at me and said, sabe la rubia. And I said, oh, okay, and I walked off, and they all laughed at me.
All right, so we know what that means now. Rubio.
We definitely know what that means.
Would it be a Rubio? In my case?
Yeah, Rubio. It means, Rubio is blonde, actually.
What does it mean?
Opposite. Rubio is when, actually, I've heard a lot of Dominicans say that.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, instead of saying moreno, they say, mira ese Rubio. Meaning, look at that black dude.
Oh, wow.
Oh, but black, but it's a bad thing, though. Like, Rubio means, like I know trepa palo. That means, like, tree climber, right?
Well, no, I just found out that's not even what that means.
Oh.
There's a different way to say tree climber. What trepa palo means...
My son just told me that shit.
Yeah, trepa palo means climb up on my pole. So if you say...
No, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah?
What does that mean?
So I just think,
Papalo means like when you get on a pole, when you get on a pole. But
on a pole, yeah.
Normally people refer to people, things that get on a pole, like monkeys.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
So
how do you say a tree climber in Spanish?
Papalo.
No, that's not how you say it.
How do you, what do you think it is then?
Well, I'm asking you. You are Spanish, right?
I don't know. Let me see. Tree climber. I don't know. You got me. I mean, I guess trepapalo.
Trepapalo. That's what it is. It's all right. So listen.
Casey knows the real version. I don't know.
Like I said, it's all her. We in the Spanish spot. You know what I'm saying? You can hear the Spanish niggas talking this Spanish shit or whatever. You hear? Hold on. Let me play it up close real quick. Hold on. All right, so not so that you know what's all hood, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was the Spanish niggas talking whatever they were talking. And we about to get some chicken and rice or something, man. We keep it off, like I said, roll up that Dutch. You know?
Somebody light up.
Somebody light up. That's what I'm saying.
What the fuck is that? Who left the Spanish channel on? Hey.
Yo, seven. Yo, Jay.
Yo.
What's cracking? What we got? An interlude or something? Intermission? What's poppin'?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
I'm talking to you, Paul.
Oh, me?
Where's Nana?
Nana. All right, hold on. Systems, web forms. Page request manager timeout. Exception. Server request timed out. Hold on, hold on. Let me see if it is Nana.
How you doing? Can I have a small rice and beef? With the beef soup?
Oh, that's you, nigga.
Oh.
That's you, all that music. All that noise.
Nah. Yeah, it was me. I'm going to step outside now. Now I'm here again.
All right, well, I'm going to play this song real quick, man.
Play that back, man. Where's Nana at, though?
Oh, she's,
in the slide.
Hold on, let me see if this is her. Nana?
In the
yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was Nana with all that Spanish in the background. But this nigga's in the local bodega.
You think, Habichuela?
Well, I'm gonna send a song out to Nana with her sexy ass.
Let's go.
I can imagine she's sexy.
Uh-huh.
She got a sexy ass voice.
Sure does.
R. Kelly, Shorty Remix. You were locked on a TV show. Technical motherfucking difficulty. Yeah.
Like I said, we in the Spanish spot, you know what I'm saying? Getting out, getting our head right across from Nietos, you know what I'm saying, on Capitan Avenue. You know where we at. Getting that plate of stew beef and rice and habichuela. You know what I mean?
Surprise for y'all. Well, shorty, listen, it's the remix. No other than your boyfriend, yeah. And we roll up to the club like, eh, eh. And we all up in the club like, eh, eh. Tell security to move the ropes back, let the chicks in. We in the VIP popping bottles. And I'm off that Patron, clowning and carrying on. I'm so drunk with ugly girls, just like supermodels. However, I'm in the building, and I'm balling how a baller do. Too many honeys in the building. Y'all know I'm playing it how a player do. I walk up to one girl, and she's got a friend with her. Nothing to a real deal. Baby, I'm a go-getter. The girl I meet got a nice booty. Other girls is much bigger. Ask me how I do them both from Kales. Go figure.
And Shawty is the sh. She's the sh. Together we the sh. We the sh. Oh, oh. Show my respect, so Kelly had to go first. I'ma put my shorty to bed after this verse. I lay carpets all up in the fence. I'm all up in her head like dandruff. And shorty so cool, booty so cute. Shorty is the stage, oh, I am true. So you can call your man and tell him that you ain't coming back. I got pockets full of sacks, she's staying where she at. This happens when you don't treat your girl right. Put it on the A, all it take is a night. Now she around here doing everything I like, I like. Ooh, shorty, keep it real with you. You should tip her, you should tip her. But if she hold all night and got more money than you, she just might be a stripper. East from the shot, Tanya, from the A, Tanya. Houston, Tony, from the Bay.
Showed her
apple bottom jeans with the fur. The whole club was looking at.
it bad. The way she bit that ass, got her them paper bags, tattoo of bubble crack. I had to handle that. I was on it, get me on, get me shown, and make me want it. 2 in the morning, I'm zoning, and them rose bottles foaming. She wouldn't stop, made it drop. Jordan did that popping lock, had to break her off that clock. That was fire, just like my Glock.
You know what the fuck that means.
Siren has begun.
Houston, you know what the
fuck. Houston, we have a problem. Houston, we have a problem.
We definitely have a problem.
Oh, shit. That niggas is in trouble, man. Yeah, poor Tom, man. Put your war boots on, man.
Oh, yeah. My war boots is strapped on. Hey, Nana.
Listen, man, this is how we keep it, man. We keep it moving without the breezes, you know what I'm saying? I'm at the store. You see the ops?
Yeah, I could step out the store, man. I had to cop some Dutchies and some Blunt Bills, you know?
Yo, like I said before, man. I'm up Davis. Let me get a stogie.
I ain't got it.
Yeah, all right, nigga.
Niggas is looking for the bogey drop off, man. I'm not the bogey drop off, man. You know what I'm saying? But yo, we gotta move past that.
Yeah, we definitely do. It's roasting time, baby. Number one on the roasting list is my nigga Pootis. Who? Pootis.
Fuck is Pootis?
President of the United States.
Oh,
boy. Pootis. Pootis. What's really good with this motherfucker, man?
You talking about the Georgia Peach?
Yeah, Georgia Peach ass nigga.
Mm-hmm. Soft ass nigga, wavy, soft hair ass nigga.
Yeah, Mr. I don't know what the fuck to say. We're gonna go kill them bastards. What the fuck are you saying? How the fuck does he become the president of the United States and he doesn't even know how to fucking talk?
Influence, my friend.
He can't even fucking put on his tie correctly. Oh, backwards drawers wearing motherfucker. What's really good? Like, Maybe it's just me.
Hey, yo, hold on. Shout out to all of the Africans, you know what I'm saying, that be wearing the wigs and all of that, man, but we having the fat rumpuses.
Oh.
The fat buns.
So you talking about the wigs that when you scratch on the wig, it looks like it's a fitted hat moving from side to side?
Straight up. Not only that, but it be looking like a mop on their head, you know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to all of the Africans with the fat booties and the wigs, man. I got to let them know. Indigenous or not, man. More than likely, they're indigenous.
Yeah, pretty much.
Word. That's how niggas is moving these days, guys.
Damn, man. Who else are trying to roast? Pootis got it. I mean, who else? Who else is trying to roast?
Listen, I'm trying to roast everything that's fucking moving, man. Shout out to niggas, you know what I'm saying, who's doing whatever they got to do every day or whatever, waking up, despite not wanting to wake up. Despite it being cold, niggas that make it to work, niggas that go to wherever they got to do it, man, to keep their life moving in the upper direction, man. Shout out to them niggas, man.
I got to roast. I mean, I'm holding it down for the brothers and sisters out there that ain't got no whips, and they have to ride public transportation. I got to do a big roast, a big flame. I got to light a fucking torch. I got to pour gasoline over this problem and set it on a fuck fire. So the fucking, fucking train and the subway, fucking metro, raising the fucking prices every fucking day, it seems like, versus a dollar, then it's $1.50, before you know it's going to be like $10 to get in the fucking subway. What's going on, man? What's going on? Nana.
Yep.
Do you take the subway?
Not always, but yeah.
Well, all right, well, how much... How much does it cost for you to get on the train?
$2.
$2?
Yep. Yeah.
Now, how much was it last year?
$2.
What about the year before that?
$150. Yeah, $150. It's going to go up to, like, I think it's $225 or $250 is going to go up.
That's fucked up when you think about it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's real fucked up.
Because, I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to? I'm one of the individuals that takes the train every day. I have to. Otherwise, I'm driving to the city, paying for parking, and toll back to Staten Island. So, for me, it's cost-effective to take the train.
And you know why they're doing that? Because they're doing it so that the machines, you know, when you, like, buy a Metro, the vending machines or whatever, they want those machines to spit out, like, quarters and stuff like that. You know, right about now, they only spit out the dollar coins.
Right.
So they're trying to fix that up so that we can get change. Like,
so hold on. Whoa. According to your logic, you're saying that they're raising the fare because they want the MetroCard vending machines to give us
because
change.
A lot of people are complaining about, you know, how they have, like, a $5 bill or, like, a $10 bill, and they go to the machine and they can't get change.
I think I get what she's saying. What she's saying is, since people are complaining, they're going to charge us to get those machines. And the only way they can get those machines is every fucking station,
like,
is by charging an extra 50 cents so they can pay back.
And then they were like, well, how about they don't raise it to 10 cents? Like, you know, to 10. They're like, well, basically it will be too much to computerize, and they want to do it, like, on a 25 to 50 cents.
A quarter.
Keep it all even.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good.
I'm a working man. You seem like a working woman, all right? And we're the ones that's being affected by this. My tax dollars pay for welfare and all kinds of other government programs. Can I get a motherfucking break, please? Can I get a break?
Exactly.
Don't give me a transit check. Give me a break, okay? I don't want a transit check.
But it's so funny because they say that they need more money, but, like, Two winters ago, they gave everybody, like, dollar rides for the weekend. Remember
oh, wow.
That was
fucking nice. Wow.
Do you remember that?
What's that?
Y'all don't remember? Like, two Christmases ago, around December time, like November to December, it gave everyone, like, dollar rides because there was, like, a surplus or something to that extent.
Yeah,
so
I remember.
They gave us, like, dollar rides.
Oh,
you know what? Do you know that on New Year's Eve that you get free rides in the morning and all of that?
Well, supposedly they say the only reason that happens is because when people come out of 42nd Street, it's too much to bear, so they let everything open.
Oh, is
that's
that why they do that? I thought it was a good pure.
No, that's
I don't do that shit.
That's fucked up.
It's real
that's
fucked up, man.
The only reason why.
Hey, I want to applaud Congress. I want to applaud Congress for this one. I really want to applaud Congress.
POTUS.
We applaud you, POTUS, for raising our taxes.
Uh-huh.
I need to scrunch together some change just to get a gallon to go to fucking work, POTUS.
To get a gallon, and to get a gallon of milk for cereal for my kids.
$5 for a gallon of milk.
$5.
Yes, $5.
$5.
And it's going up.
I applaud you, POTUS.
Think about that. A gallon of milk is $5.
$5.
Think about that.
Yeah.
How many bowls of cereal can you get from a gallon of milk, though? It depends on the size of the bowls, right?
Yeah.
I eat 2 bowls of cereal, so I'm getting, like, maybe 5 to 6. So you're telling me that it's going to cost me $5 to drink 5 bowls of cereal? I'm disgusted.
Yeah.
By that.
It's fucking ridiculous, man. Shout out to POTUS once again. POTUS.
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 All right?
Ridiculous. Fucking
totally ridiculous.
Sending our boys over there to fight this war. Motherfucker, you already have oil in Canada that's enough to last for 100 years. You already have oil out in fucking Texas to last you for another 100 years. You're set for 200 years. Why are you being greedy?
Because he's a greedy white man, and that's just how they operate.
Ridiculous,
that's
man.
What I think. That's what I think. Honestly. How insensitive can you really be?
Yeah. I don't understand it. Sometimes I really don't understand it.
I'm interested in knowing my calls for right now. Like, I'm sorry that I wasn't here for the before. But I want to know, like, what she does and, you know, if she has any kids and anything like that.
Oh, Nana?
Nana.
Yeah, you what up?
You keep calling her Nana. Her name is Nana.
I said Nana.
You can call it Nana.
No, I said Nana, Nana.
No, it's Nana.
Nana.
Nana. Nana.
Yeah.
Like Nene?
Yeah, Nana.
Yeah,
Nene, Nana.
What
Nana.
Nana was calling Nas? Nana.
Huh?
There you go.
Nana.
Mm-hmm. What happened to SD, man? He's clocked out?
Yeah, I think his phone died.
Oh.
Fucking T-Mobile.
It happens.
How about a charger?
Yeah, how about that?
Hey, listen, we're going to have to bring it up to that man when he comes back online.
Mm-hmm.
It's only right. You know what I'm saying?
It's only fair.
It's only right.
Oh.
We were talking about the other day, right?
Speaking of that man.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of that man.
Here like he never left.
Pretty much. You on the air, SD.
What it is, man. What the fuck is talking about?
You're going to live a long life, SD.
Yeah, hey, dude, we were just talking about you, man.
Yeah.
What?
I want to play a track real quick for Pootis. She really pissed me off. We're going to play this track. Since you, your boys out there love D-Block so much, so well, I'm going to play this fucking track.
Play that.
If I can find it.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. Alright, here we go. I'm gonna play this. I might not play it all. You know. Keep it locked. Fuck you. Pootis.
Pootis, man. Let's go.
I just had to rewind that because I just want to say once again, Pootis, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get back.
If you hope we wouldn't make it, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Talk with a heart full of hatred, fuck you.
Fuck you.
And you said we wouldn't take it, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Only my man, blood is sacred, cocksucker, fuck you. If you hope we wouldn't make it, fuck you. Talk with a heart full of hatred, fuck you.
Fuck you.
And you said we wouldn't take it, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Only my man, blood is sacred, cocksucker, fuck
yo,
you.
Everybody's a snake, that's why I try to keep the grass cut. So I can see them when they coming, then I heat they ass up. Cause them niggas that you went to school with, I'll catch you while you in your new whip and turn your brains into Cool Whip. Niggas that you run around getting ass with ain't gonna help you do nothing but carry a casket. Got the nerve to ass kiss why I smoke so much, and how I'm such a young nigga that seem to know so much. While you was running around pumping for niggas, I was listening, you still pumping for niggas. I'm coming through visiting, you heard LOX came through in a yellow Lex. Now hopped out with the Air Force Ones with yellow checks, and you liable to see me dolo, ice in the Rolo, burner under the polo. A lot of y'all is homos, funny style niggas, never down with me. Type to go to the bathroom, sit down and pee. I enter your house, back of your crib, smacking your kids. Bullets going through your leather, cracking your ribs. Don't even hit me on my hip if I ain't give you a code. And I ain't got a home phone number, I live on the road. Now I'm getting bigger checks, conference calls with bigger Zex, bigger bracelets with bigger baguettes.
All I do is get high and think of fading you all. Motherfuckers, hit your knees and just pray to the Lord. I'd rather die today than live tomorrow. Than watch you crab motherfuckers just stealing ball. Put in my work, you might get put in the church. Funeral time, everybody kissing the corpse. Learn the ropes, don't rip if you soft. You pissing me off, call me SP and I spit on your boss. You could die cause this shit might happen to me, but I'ma still happen to be packing a three. Fuck
fuck with bitches that be rapping the keys. And the niggas that bug over drug money, clapping the D's, shooting the breeze. Nine in the booth full of trees, one in the morning. Catch me with a gun on the corner. Let you know it's all real and you can front if you wanna. Lying on the stand, fuck a dog, die in the can. I say you pussy, you won't die for your right hand man, as well as your left. Niggas trip, fell in the death. They touch you. Only thing I can say is
hey, yo,
fuck
y'all
you.
Niggas ain't hardcore. All my niggas is homicide. What you know about getting shot? Letting the drip dry, letting the spit fly, seeing sparks whiz by, putting a mash on niggas like Klingon Hawkeye. So soft, you smushy. I blast to your shit is gushy. Should be the head cat in the Broadway play, you pussy. Fuck with Sheik, Ouija board spell death. You can talk that deep shit. I hope that deep shit be as deep as you inside the fucking cement, or you could deep sea dive with no scuba gear. I drown you with your snorkel, old bitch. Breathe out of there, whole team rich. Never seen a summer like this. Baking hot and you can sled ride down my wrist, neck and hand. When it comes to coke, I can make a snowman shit, land this shit and make an angel with it. And I don't give a fuck about that created a child share between the 10 of y'all with the same 8 bullets from last year. When I bust, I use snubs. Then I'm fleeing the spot. The hand I'm right with need an oven glove. My shit so hot, I want the most. Rollie only works when it's next to my post. Fuck a Prezi, give me a yacht master, regular Bezzy. Then I'm good when I'm in the hood and I'm on the block. You got a gut feeling about Sheik, nigga? That means you shot. What?
You hope we wouldn't make it, fuck you. Talk with a heart full of hatred, fuck you. And you said we wouldn't cake it, fuck you. Only my man, blood is sacred, cocksucker, fuck you. I tell you in your face, fuck you. Pull it off my waist, hit you up, fuck you. And watch you die on the street, fuck you. Whoever feels sad at the funeral,
fuck
them too.
That's really good. On the TV show, technical difficulties. Hey, Nana. Nana.
Yeah.
I think she's too busy refrying her refried beans.
Excuse me?
Drinking coconut milk.
Excuse me?
Oh, there you go.
She said that you were refrying your beans.
No, refrying her refried beans.
And
really?
Chicken,
we don't eat refried beans, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, whoa. Mexicans, all right?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, yeah, she's getting a little feisty now.
I like that spice.
Try to play us.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. We all in the same game.
What's that eat, JJ?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I drink malt liquor. I eat watermelon. I eat chicken.
Bananas.
Biscuits. See, now, you can't get that with bananas because if I heard it correctly and seen it correctly and had it correctly.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
You fucking Puerto Ricans
mm-hmm.
must have ran out of potatoes and said, hey, let's cut up some bananas, fry them, put salt and ketchup on them, since we ran out of fucking potatoes. Let's make french fries out of bananas. And let's call them fentanyls.
Do that more.
Huh?
Dominican Puerto Ricans do that, but, you know. You're going to hate on Dominicans, too.
Mm-hmm. I hate Dominicans.
Oh shit! Well, didn't you go to Dominican Republic, my brother?
I did, and I'm going again in December. Holla! The tickets already bought. But if the wife asks, I'm going to a football game.
Oh, nigga got a wife. I ain't know they got a wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Yo, Nana.
Yeah.
You been to Puerto Rico?
Yep, I have. When I was younger, I haven't been there.
Yeah, don't stray off. Don't stray off now.
Yes, yeah,
you
I won't.
Won't be able to find your body.
Whatever. And why are you going to VR, 6-4? You have anyone over there?
Over in VR?
Yeah.
Yeah, you slut woman out there.
I mean, I have a couple of women that I correspond with. Like, since the last time I was there, because I went last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, you know, it was pretty cool. So I got some set up. I go out to Casa Linda. It's a nice villa out there, you know. Take the weed, the quarter ounce of my nuts, and, you know, keep it like that, man. That's what it is, man. It was good, though. It was good for me. I needed it at the time.
How long you staying there for?
Probably like 3 or 4 days, cause you know I'm a working man, so.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Vacation.
Yeah, you know it.
Describe what Marcellus Wallace looks like.
What? Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Black.
Go on.
He's bald.
Does he look like a bitch?
What?
Does he look like a bitch?
Damn.
No! Then why you try to fuck him like a bitch, Brett?
He didn't.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did, Brett. You tried to fuck him. And my son Wallace don't like to be fucked.
Yeah, fucked by nobody but Mrs. Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
Ezekiel 25. Oh, man. I love free money.
Love it.
I love free money.
Love it. I was about to say I love free pussy too, but there's no such thing.
Yeah, you're right, because, I mean, I'm tired of brothers out there, oh, I don't pay for pussy, ha, ha, I don't do this, man, I just get pussy and done. Okay,
let me
bet.
Like this.
Did you go to the movies with her?
If
well,
you're,
yeah,
if you're
paying for pussy.
You're paying for the pussy.
Exactly.
If you ever pay for dinner?
You're paying for pussy. You know what I mean? You wash your ass?
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for pussy, because you have to smell good in order to get the pussy.
What up? Even if you didn't wash your ass, if you just bought that little mini can Axe from the fucking drugstore and sprayed it on
bow,
your
tickle, neck, bow, bow.
You know. It is what it is.
Oh, it is what it is. I rolled up in the club one day, called up to a bitch. I said, yo, bitch.
Uh-huh.
Bow, tickle, bow, bow.
What she said to you? What she said to you?
What she said to me? She turned around, poured a drink in my face, and threw the glass in my face.
Oh, yeah, nice.
And then I got kicked out.
And you got kicked
and
out.
And I got kicked out. I said, the bitch spilled a drink on me and threw the glass in my face. So I was about to choke her. And I get kicked the fuck out.
Go figure.
Yeah. But my boy at my other job, he said he walked up to a chick and said, bow, tickle, bow, wow, tickle, bow. And he wasn't, he thought he's going to get, you know, slapped or your fucking ass or your little kid. But nah, he didn't get none of that. She turned around and said, I love that commercial. Fat, wow, wow, wow. And, Nana?
Yep.
Not on this. Hey.
Yep.
Who has this speakerphone on?
My bud.
Huh? Who?
Nobody now.
Who did?
Oh.
Oh. I thought it was a Nana. Not gonna kiss her ass.
Mm-hmm.
Nana?
Yeah.
Did you have your speakerphone on?
Excuse me?
You had your speakerphone on?
I had it accidentally. I went to press speaker, and you guys hung up on me.
I love that. Callers, please call. I want to hang up on somebody. I want to prank call somebody. I tell you the truth. Hey, Nana, you got anybody we can prank call?
No, I don't. Do you?
Well, I do, but this phone, unfortunately, doesn't have call, you know, freeway.
Oh, really?
If it did, I'll prank call the shit out of somebody right now.
Really?
Yeah, really. You got any cousins you can prank call or anything?
Nah.
Hey, hold on. Listen, guys. Listen. Oh, never mind. It was a quiet one.
I know you got cousins, Ma. I know your family got mad kids in it.
Oh, really? Why? Because we're Puerto Rican?
You already know. But I ain't even got to say it.
You already know.
How old are you, Nana?
How old am I?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 25.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
You sounded a little hesitant there.
Hell yeah.
That piece of shit up there, I never liked him. I never trusted him. It's a crazy business for
him.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Sound a little unsure there, Nana.
Nana?
Why, how old do you think I am? I'm 25.
No, you sound...
I don't get asked a lot my age, so that's why when I get asked, I'm like, huh?
I got a question for you, Nana. You got anybody you want to air out? Anybody you want to shit on? I mean...
Definitely.
All right, so then what's up? Air that out.
Your baby dad?
No, don't have kids, okay?
The, a nigga that saw you in the street, played himself?
Yeah, actually, yesterday I was crossing the street. And I had the right of way crossing the street, and someone came in and tried to hit me with their car when it was my light, and I was crossing the street. That's my stuff. And then, to top it off, when I was finally crossing the street, walking, the person had the nerve to try to holler at me afterwards.
Wow, that's whoa.
Yeah.
That's seriously whoa. Man, you don't do shit like that.
He probably tried to hit you because he didn't want to talk to you.
Exactly.
And
he probably hit you because he didn't want to talk to you because he was nervous. So therefore, hitting you, he had to get out and be like, yo, Ma, you okay? My bad, I didn't see you. Let me get your number.
No.
No?
What about you, JJ?
Oh, I already told my story. Someone fucking cut me off today. Had another drive. Act like they were going to take the yellow light and slam on the fucking brake. So that means I had to slam on my brake, and I look like a fucking asshole.
Uh-huh.
What about you? Four?
Well, they had a little basketball incident where they almost smacked niggas with fucking empty bottles of Aquafina.
Oh, that's nice. What happened to the other one?
Oh, he has some difficulties right now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we was playing ball or whatever. Oh, shit. Playing ball or whatever. And, you know, we was playing, running like normal. Nigga try to get a little too physical, you know what I'm saying? Like, try to bridge niggas and shit, trying to, like, push niggas on the floor, more or less. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, dog. It's a man's game, but at the same time, you gotta play within the boundaries of the game, dog. Like, you're doing too much. So, long story short, we came back down. The nigga did the shit again, like, being real super, like, doing too much. So, I grabbed the nigga by his throat, and I cocked my fist back just so that if I would have released it, he would have definitely had some loose teeth and maybe a wired jaw or something like that.
Wow. Wow. How'd you feel?
And, you know, I refrained because, you know, the fellas was like, hold on. Ran up on me and just, like, paused me and shit. Was like, yo, chill, son, what are you doing? Said to him, do it again, man. He didn't do it again, and that was it, you know. But that had me tight for the moment. Hard, you know what I'm saying, for that W, so.
Wow.
You know, that is what it is, man. And we try not to, you know.
Oh, this show is
going to
be 2 hours now?
Well, I don't know. I would like it to be 2 hours.
Oh, yeah? Wow.
Yeah, but, you know, we just got to get our shit together and fucking, you know.
I mean, dog, we're almost done with our second hour right now.
Exactly. So it's very easy, but I just want to, you know, we got to line up, you know, try to make, you know, some type of order, okay. I mean, we already got it together, you know, like Monday through Friday and shit. So make sure out there, people out there in Radio Land, y'all tune in from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You got your girl, your gal, Nana, the sexy boy, Dequa Nana. Possibility she might appear. Depending on how she feels.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got your boy JJ the X-Man.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are kind of skeptical about what the X-Man is, some saucy niggas out there, you know, did me dirty.
Saucy.
And now I'm on top of the game. I got a 2-hour show. They got an hour show.
And they got Sloppy Seconds.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Sloppy Seconds. Had a nigga in a full Nelson.
Nicole
Baggett.
That pussy, man.
Pasquale Bronco. Mm-hmm. Bag.
Bronco.
Yeah.
That son's girl.
Yeah.
A-Money, you cool, but you know. You know, I have to address a couple things soon.
Yeah, more or less like the tight pants and the fluorescent sneakers, but we ain't got to get into that. You know what I'm saying?
That seems to be the new style these days, and you know how niggas are with following.
That's how you roll? Yeah.
6'4"? Come on, man. Watch your mouth. I don't even get down like that. You know what I'm saying? No tight jeans.
No tightness going on.
I mean, I don't need to wear tight jeans. If I want you to see my dick, I'll pull it out. You know what I mean? Like,
really? Okay.
Well, no, I don't need none of that in my life. You know? Word. What about you? You like tight jeans?
I mean, I think that sound is cute. I don't think hang. I mean, around here.
Yeah, it's cute for a fag.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I think it's all right, but a lot of guys around here do it really, really bad, though. Like, really walk around with their jean, like, almost to their knees. And that's disgusting.
That shit is real corny, man. Like, keep that gel shit in jail. Don't bring that shit out here, man. Oh, I heard they giving niggas tickets now. You can get a fine for having your drawers showing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Started out there in NY. Yeah, Nana, you ain't getting any shots?
Shout out to myself. Shout out to your show. I wish y'all all luck on it.
She said shout out to yourself.
Yeah.
No, to myself.
Let's go.
You said shout out to your what?
I said shout out to myself and shout out to your show.
Wow. Mm. No doubt. Well, we're about to end this shit. I mean, it sounds a little unprofessional, but I don't give a fuck.
Who gives a fuck?
I mean, I really don't give a fuck.
Word, especially if niggas ain't lighting up. I don't give a fuck.
Word. So fucking, y'all stay tuned. We'll be back 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow night, holding it down. The main event starts tomorrow. Shit's gonna be popping.
Popping.
6'4", popping. FB, popping. JJ the X-Man, popping. Female, however, I don't know. Might be Cubalita, La Cubanita, the Cubana, or might be Nana, the Boricua. I don't know.
I'm kind of digging in right now.
Yeah.
I'm a deep in the hood. I'm kind of digging on.
Yeah. So we don't know, but you know, we're gonna definitely have some Spanish flavor up in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was gonna have to stay tuned for that. That shit's still working in the mix. As your boy Jay, downloading all new cuts. Enjoying my shit all together. You know? Got Nana helping me out with a couple of tracks, you know, a couple of topics, whatever. So make sure y'all keep that shit locked.
Word.
You hit the ball JJ up at JJ, well, myspace.com/JJ_DA_fuck that all up. It's myspace.com/JJ_DA_HATER. And your boy 6'4"?
6Fizzle. MySpace.com/GYASI7, man. Holla at your fucking black bastard if you know what's good for you, man.
And the ball, Spliff SD.
MySpace.com/YoungSpliff59, man. Get back.
And you could definitely also hit the girl Nana up if you're trying to see her MySpace at. Oh, you don't want motherfuckers knowing your shit, Ma?
Oh, damn, man.
Excuse me?
You don't want people knowing your shit?
No. I'm good.
All right, we're going to have to work on that one.
Come on, you know what? I got to put you on blast slightly.
that one. Like, why you acting up, ma? Like, it's only in my face, you know what I'm saying? Not only that, but it's your choice. But at the same time, like, come on, like, this is, it is what it is. You just throw it out there, and it's not like nobody's going to tag you on it. How you going to get the mosque to a nigga on the channel and not, like, shout it out over the airwaves? I don't get it.
I got my reasons. Thank you.
And that's fine. We can take that.
I bet. Fucking. So stay tuned tomorrow. Close out with this song, a skit. And then we're going to shut the shit down. Damn, man. I guess I'll hit up with some Beanie Siegel, some new Beanie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, keep it locked. TD Show, technical difficulty. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yeah.
The boy Virgo Smith holding the fuck down. You know what I mean? Doing a thing.
Word.
You know what I mean?
See that studio, nigga. Let me get some beats, nigga.
Word up. Showing mad love. I want to give a big shout-out to the man that made the logo. You know, he's going to help out on the intros and shit. The nigga's name is Swing Kid. You know, showing love.
And all that. Swing Man.
Swing Man. Hey, it ain't even Swing Kid. It's Swing Man.
I said Swing That. Tell a nigga to swing that beat.
Yeah, let me get some beats. Let me get some studio time, man. What's poppin'?
Word. I also want to give a shout-out to Amber Wheatley. She's also a listener. Holding it the fuck down.
Go, Amber.
Shout-out to you. Definitely give a shout-out to Tom, man. Without Tom, my MySpace wouldn't be smacking the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Tom.
I think I'd die without MySpace.
Okay, Thomas.
All right, Brett, we're going to close out with this new beanie. We see y'all folks tomorrow.
See you, boys.
Yeah, that shit knocking right there. All the levels cool right there, my vocal song. Microphone. Building. All you fake ass rappers, keep your hands up. Stick up. I made it take the game back, nigga. Check it. Two shots of dark liquor to the liver. Harder than a nigga on this prison yard picture. Never alarmed, always armed in position. When seeds start to trip, niggas set get to dipping. No disrespect or pun intended. My game like poker, straight up open-ended. Stop weed smoking, but still purple sipping. If niggas turn the heat up, then my shots start to kick in. Who wanna make the papers? I can make you famous. I'm feeling like William H. Bonnie tonight. I might get a homie just for spite. Very seldom do I do the right thing, that's for spite. And I don't play with you kids, that's for Mike. You niggas in, paper thin, that's for life. Yeah. Hot damn hole, here we go again. Mac Daddy, young crappy, I'm going in.
What they gon' say to me? Got the clap, microphone check, ain't on day with me. What they gon' say to me? You scared, motherfucker, keep it real with me. What they gon' say to me? Got the clap. What they gon' say to me? You scared, motherfucker.
When it brings, let's go. Broad Street Bully, I'm big dangerous. Like B.I., you just a little bitch of C.I. Confidential informant, till I hit the spot like SWAT. 6 o'clock in the morning, no warning, just quietly storm in. Like M.O.B.B., D.E.E.P. Took you out till you niggas start to pee-pee. Piss leak from your wee-wee. Or you B.L.E.E.D. Who the fuck won? Fuck one. The open invitation. You all welcome. You're all invited to witness this lyrical riot. Fat boy on a sucker free diet. You need to try it. Respect, you can't buy it. Gangsters ain't sworn in, they born in. Ask around what's my daddy name. Never had stepping like Daddy Kane. I'm raw and uncut. Shit, don't gotta add a thing. You feel me?
Clap. Yeah, I mean.
Yes, they seen one too many bears in the building. Who you know with an illa team, mook mean regime, and cut off capris and jalapenos.
gladiators, like Crow in the Coliseum. Down to fight to the death, for one rest with the Reaper. Dwell in hell just a couple levels deeper, for fucking with the devil in the flesh. You niggas pussy like the one you come from. Lame ass dicks like the one you swum from. I burn niggas like 151 rum. Set your chest on fire, I suggest you retire. Stop rhyming, your life based on a pot condom and bad timing. Yeah. What the fuck you gonna say to me? I keep it clack, yeah, I mean, all day with me. Told me don't be scared.
Yeah, we still here like we never left.
We ain't never leave.
Yeah, we got someone went decided to come to show up late as hell.
Oh, really?
Let's go, Kuba.
What's good, fellas?
The fuck is good.
What happened, Kuba? Talk to us, man.
I couldn't get through. I don't know what happened with the lines. We kept being busy. Then I was talking to my kids and.
Well, you know, too many people calling in. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
You got to strike while the iron's hot, boo.
I was trying to catch on now, but I couldn't catch on. I was catching on for some reason to the other one, the one from yesterday.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I was about to tell you to light that, too.
Shit, I've been lit that.
This I've been lit that. Oh, we're going to close out now. Damn.
Oh, what happened?
La Cubanita.
The shit is over, it's done.
Yeah, the shit is definitely done, but you showing up tomorrow?
Yeah, for sure.
You coming to work?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
We tell them in the day, you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. I was on time today. It was somebody that called me on like at 7:30.
Huh?
I said I was on time today. Somebody called me like at 7:30 or late.
Cut it out. You know the number.
Yeah, you know the number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You know the number, man. Like, there's no excuses. Like we said, though, ain't nobody's fault. We're gonna pick it up tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, but tomorrow's definitely, like, this was just a test run anyway. I mean, but tomorrow's a definite, like, Monday, charge your phone, because we're going to be on there for 2 hours. Like, the funny thing about it, shit is still going on.
Right now.
Like, if a nigga was getting paid, I'd do 4 hours. But I'm not doing 4 hours of free talk. It's not going down.
Nah, there's no need.
Yeah, there's really no need. But,
especially rice and beans and beef.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, we're going to close this shit out. And, I'll see you, ladies and gents, tomorrow night, 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
You in here with the marijuana? Marijuana? Man, this is some bullshit!
Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke.
I seen him.
I saw him too.
Now that's an addiction, man. You ever suck some dick for marijuana?
No. No homo.
No. No, I can't say I have. I didn't think so.
We're out of here, folks. Keep it up. Keep it tight, ass. We go. Puss it off.
Yeah.